Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
What is good, my new nation? What is good, US of A? What is good, you know, everybody else listening around the world? This is Sessy and Wally on MSL Radio. I am SCU, and as always, I have Wally. Casey Wally. Casey, what's going on?
Not too much. Just enjoying all the weird off-season sports-related stories that keep coming up because there's nothing to talk about.
Well, right, there really is not until at least, well, I have July 1st, and not much to talk about. But there is some cool stuff going on this weekend. There are two golf championships. The Travelers, and there's a women's LGPA. There's, I know the NBA and NHL draft are like 3 days in consecutive with each other. NBA draft is Thursday, NHL draft is Friday and Saturday, so that's gonna be fun to watch. Of course, you got the Marlins playing the Cardinals and the Dodgers this weekend. So, other than that, not much is going on in sports. Topics are not really sportsy because there's not much for us to talk about when it comes to sports. The first thing I want to talk about today. What is with people? Like, there's something. I have a feeling that there is something where it has to do where you live that changes the way you act. Now, Casey, were you told? I remember you telling us here on SCN while you had a date in San Diego. But are you from San Diego or from California?
No. I'm just born and raised in Milwaukee. Went to college out in San Diego for 3.5 years.
Oh, okay. Well, how was it compared to Milwaukee? Was the attitude of the people any different in San Diego?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, California in general is much different than Milwaukee. I mean, Milwaukee, you know, people are pretty genuine and, like, real down to earth and just, you know, like, generally, like, nice people. Like, they'll, you know, always give you a, like, see the good in you before they jump to conclusions or, you know, whatever type stuff. But California, and particularly Southern California, I mean, you know, things are a little bit more, you know, materialistic and, you know, just on the a lot of surface kind of stuff. And, you know, it's different. And it's, like, you know, a little materialistic. And so, yeah, I mean, it's definitely different. Like, it's definitely different interacting with people and kind of trying to get used to that, like, because, and, you know, people can kind of be, like, you know, a little devious or snaky out there, you know, like, everybody's trying to, you know, get themselves, you know, ahead and that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, I definitely agree that I don't know what it is, but it seems people are either nicer or meaner. For instance, I live in New Jersey. My mother's side, we all live in New Jersey. I love my family, don't get me wrong. But they're a bunch of stuck-up a-holes up here in Jersey. And, you know, sometimes every time we go visit family, I'm just like, oh, God. You know, what are they going to say today? Then we got my other uncle, who lives in Midlothian, Virginia. I'm going down there tomorrow. He's the same as we are here in Jersey. Then his wife, my aunt by marriage, also from Jersey, she's different. Like, I guess she adopted to the Virginia lifestyle. I don't understand how that works out, but my father's side lives down in Florida, the Palm Harbor area. And they are the nicest people. I don't understand, like, what it is about living in different states. People are nicer and people are meaner. I don't know about that. I'm not thinking I have to. It just intrigued me so much because I was watching, I think it was last week, I watched Jersey Shore because I'm a big fan. Ronnie was from the Bronx. Sammy was from here in Hazlitt, New Jersey. They were the same, though. They were the same people. Aggie, the people call it nowadays, aggravated, whatever, however the word means. And I just don't get it. No. I've dated a girl from Texas who moved from Maryland to Jersey to Pennsylvania. She now lives in Oklahoma. I've dated a girl from here in Jersey. I've even dated a girl from Thailand. Definitely different. It is so different. Casey, I know you dated a guy from San Diego. I hate to get personal with you if it bothers you, but have you dated anybody outside of Wisconsin, outside of California, that's just different?
Well, I did have a relationship out in California with a guy who was from Modesto, California, which is in Northern California, kind of near San Jose area and stuff. But, you know, a lot of people went to San Diego, like, were from other states and everything. But, you know, other than the guy that was from San Diego that I had a bad date with or whatever, I pretty much have just, you know, dated people from Wisconsin pretty much.
I see. How is your relation, and again, I don't want me to get too personal, but how is your relationship different between the guy in San Diego and the guy in Milwaukee?
You know, it's because the guy was like, I dated from Northern California while I was in San Diego. Like, Northern California is a little bit, you know, more relaxed and down to earth, I guess. And he came from a, you know, just, you know, real great family and all that stuff. And, you know, you kind of, guys that you want to actually have a relationship with, I mean, you kind of look for the similar qualities, you know, as far as like, you know, nice guy, you know, and all that stuff. And, you know, good family or, you know, good relationship, I should say, with like his mom or, you know, whatever. And so I guess I kind of look for like those type of similar qualities as far as, you know, relationship type thing. Yeah, I mean, there wasn't a huge difference, but like I said, I think because you, like, subconsciously you're looking for, like, best friend qualities. That's the other thing. Like, anybody I've pretty much had a relationship with has been my best friend first, so that's kind of a different situation. You know, it's always been a best friend becoming more type thing. So that's why they're similar, too, because, I mean, you know, when you're becoming, you know, friends with somebody, obviously you're looking for similar qualities, so.
No, of course. So you don't want to date somebody that doesn't like what you don't like, or vice versa. But sticking out, getting out of relationships is not even relationships, even meeting people. Obviously, we know that here at MSL, we know that everybody is from everywhere that works with us. But it doesn't really matter because we all seem to get along regardless. So this all just mixing together. People from a city mean, they can be the same as us, they can be nicer than us. It's crazy. It's crazy. I just thought it was crazy how this works. And I'll just tell you a story. I think it was my 7th birthday party. I went to Hershey Park in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And it started raining. And we were trying to get food. And this woman was telling my younger brother James to get out of his seat. My mom was like, excuse you. My son was sitting there. And this lady takes her drink and threatens to pour it on my brother's head unless he moves. So I was like, the hell is wrong with this lady?
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God. And then you got people like you. You got people like Victoria Lark from Florida, Roberto from Texas. You guys are freaking nice as hell. So I just don't understand what the hell is wrong with people from wherever these people are from. When we come back, I know we're going to it's pretty early, go to commercial, but slow day in sports. So when we come back, prepare to get your goosebumps, you know, tingled up. This is SU and Wally Animals on Radio.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know because at that end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time here only on MSL Radio Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen Ur, and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on Double G Radio. Start spreading the
news. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog, for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, Nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
I am not afraid to die, but I fear never trying. Cameron Christian from Mississippi, you are one crazy SOB. And this is where our next topic goes, phobias. Now, you could tell I have no life because it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, like 3 weeks ago. Me and my roommate were sitting in a room, we were chilling, hanging out. And I'm just going through Twitter. I'm like, ooh, phobias. He's like, read some to me. I was like, okay. I'm going to tell him the names of these phobias, and he tries to guess what they are. He got like none of them right. But anyway. I've always been interested in phobias, whether I'm scared of them or not. And I put it on SC and Wally Twitter yesterday. You can follow it, at SC and Wally. Follow me at Running Fanatic, too. Casey at Casey Wally. And the 305 Sports in Life. I put that we were going to talk about death today. And Casey says, death? SCU is a celebration. Casey, what do you mean by that?
All right. Just at least here's a little sports stuff in here now. During the NBA finals, or actually the whole NBA playoffs, there's a thing called the Patino game that was played by Amin Al-Hassan, one of the ESPN NBA insiders on Twitter. And eventually they did like videos of it too. Basically, when a team is eliminated, you do the whole thing by saying a former player from that team's name, you know, ain't walking through that door type thing. It refers back to Patino's speech from a long time ago after a bad game. And then people write, you know, tweet in the names and Amin will retweet him and everything and make funny jokes about those people. And then, but if somebody tweets in the name of a player who is no longer with us, then he'll treat, you know, RIP player's name, Patino game as a celebration, exclamation point. And so that's, again, I was like, death, SCU and Wally is a celebration show. So that's where that came from.
And if you're with fewer,
go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that if you were ever wondering what the actual terminology of the fear of death was, it is thantophobia, thantophobia, phobia. All right, you have something else to add?
No, it's okay.
No? All right.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
It's fine. I just thought, okay. So anyway, we all have our fears. Let's not die. Let's not die. And since I do all the talking most of the time, I'm going to let Casey go first. Casey, why don't you just tell us what your worst phobias are and why you have these phobias?
All right. I've got at least three of them, for sure. The first one is spiders, which is, you know, obviously pretty common. You know, arachnophobia,
yeah.
We all know that one. And it started when I was little. I mean, I've just always been, like, terrified, like, of spiders. I've gotten a little bit more brave now as far as killing them myself, you know, and I should because I'm an adult, and so I don't have to call my, you know, for my dad to come kill them for me. But, it's one of the most common ones. And, I mean, it's just, like, I just hate that feeling of something crawling on you. And then there's this whole thing, like, they say that the average person swallows like 3 to 5 spiders a year in their sleep. And that just, God. Yeah, spiders in the sheets is like one of those things that just really gets at me. So that's my first one. I don't know if you want to alternate and go back and forth and give phobias one at a time or
sure.
You want me to just keep going.
Well,
okay,
we can do that. Now, there's a reason. There's a reason I keep my TV on when I go to sleep.
Yeah, you guessed.
Yes, I am terrified of the dark. But it's not the dark itself. It's what's in the dark. And it's funny. I used to watch a show on Sci-Fi. I forget the show's called. Play the game in the dark. So, and you like to do these different things. You touch things in a tank. You like step on broken glass or whatever and try to guess what you're stepping on. You got to guess right, win money. If you lose, you go down this hole. And it's like, where do you go? Nobody knew. I think the show was canceled. But great at the dark. Ugh, it's terrible. You just never know what's going to pop out in the dark. I'm just saying. That's my one of my two worst phobias. Your turn.
All right. I'm also afraid of the dark for the same reason, so I will skip that one and go to my next one, which is my fear of clowns. And I am so creeped out by clowns, like, of any kind. It's like the makeup, it's the face, you know, how the face is painted on, just the whole carnival-y aspect of it, and just, like, you know, creepy guy in suit type thing. Also, it also stems from the movie Stephen King's It. I saw it when I was, like, probably way too young to see it, you know, with the clown dragging the kid under the bed and, you know, killing kids, and so... Yeah, that pretty much, you know, got that one rolling, and then, you know, I kept getting more weirded out by them as I got older. So, yeah, your turn.
Yeah. I was actually watching a preview for a movie called Clown. That shit was, ooh, pardon my French, that movie looks scary as heck. That movie already came out last year, so I'm definitely going to go find it on Netflix or something when I'm done with this. Just to add on to what you said, movies. I've seen Stephen King's It. The only part I saw was when the balloon was, like, on the ground, being blown away. I remember that much of that. But I'm afraid of Freddy Krueger. I watched the movie when I was 5. I watched the original Nightmare on Elm Street when I was 5 years old. My mother was sick. My dad didn't give a shit. He didn't care. He's gone now. But when I was 5 years old, he put that in. I was the only one of my, at the time, it was my 4 siblings. I was the only one to sit there and watch the whole thing. Now I don't watch it. I watch it. It's like, ooh, I like this movie now. But I am still afraid of, you know, dying in my sleep. It's one thing I don't want to happen. Okay.
Yeah.
No. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I love horror movies, and so that movie, still to this day, is one of the scariest, like, to me, you know, horror movies I've ever seen, and, you know, like, the best one type thing that still, you know, kind of gives you the chills, so.
Yeah, I am afraid of horror movies, but I will go watch them. The Gallows, in theaters July 10th. I'm still looking for a date to go see that movie. I want to go. Come on, somebody call me. Colin, you want to go with me? We'll make plans here on the SD and Wally. 646-716-8715. Or, hey, if you want to tell us your phobias, you know, we're open to all and any. And you can tell us on Twitter at WritingFanatic2, at Casey Wally, at SD and Wally, and at 305 Sports and Life. All right, my second worst phobia. One I'm not proud of at all because it is very stupid. I'm like, you know, spiders and clowns are very, very, very common. One of my exes was terrified of spiders. One was terrified of clowns. Yeah. This is tough to say. But I have what is called ichthyophobia. And don't laugh at me if you hear this, but I have a fear of fish. No, it is
fish.
Not. It is not, you know, the minnows. It is not the sharks. It's the freaking groupers, tuna, big ass tuna, you know, fish like that, big things. And the only reason I'm afraid of them, because, well, first the eyes, their mouths, you know, they're open all the time. When they're dead, their eyes are still open. And you cannot tell me that's not creepy as all hell. Like, yeah. So that is my second other fear. Hopefully nobody uses that against me in the near future. All right. So, and I know, and Casey, if you do use that against me, I know how to get back. Okay, remember that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
8 minutes left. So
that's an interesting one, though.
Yeah, it is.
Will you eat grouper?
I would never. The only fish I would eat. Wait, what? You said, I would eat?
Yeah.
Fish.
Oh, okay.
Not having it. I don't like seafood, you know, regardless, but fish. There is one fish I will eat. That is tuna. And it's not like, you know, things sitting there on my plate. No. My grandma makes good tuna fish sandwiches. Put the celery in it, not bad. But other than that, no fish for me. I don't care if I go to an aquarium. I like going to aquariums. Aquariums are cool.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, no. All right.
Okay.
So I think you have something to add.
I got one more, and I'll do it real quick. But my other phobia is bees, and partially because I'm allergic to them. But it's just like that buzzing thing, and they're like just. And when they're out and it's bad, then they're like dive bombing you, and like I mean I've like ran a mile away from a bee before, so yeah, so that's my last one.
Yeah, my friend, this guy sees bees, he jumps like 50 feet in the air and runs like hell. So I understand where you're coming from. So we have 7 minutes left. We're actually going to talk a little sports today because this is my last show until Friday. I go on a bus tomorrow to leave Virginia 9:45 in the morning. I don't get there till about 4:30, so I won't be able to come on tomorrow. And Thursday, I'll be at King's Dominion, the amusement park, from 10 to about 11:30 at night, waiting for a concert. So if you're there, come find me. I actually made my own top five for the NBA draft this Thursday on ESPN. Just, you know, just to get it out there. Number one, the Minnesota Timberwolves. I do have Towns going to Minnesota. It's already been reported by The Score that T-Wolves have told him they're picking him. So that's already pretty much set in place for Thursday. That for Lakers, I haven't taken Jahlil Okafor just because I feel like he's the second best player in the draft. And obviously the Lakers are second. Sixers, I picked Joe Justice Winslow because after getting rid of Michael Carter Williams. Sorry, I'm mixing my words always. I think that Winslow will be perfect fifth in Philadelphia. The Knicks, D'Angelo Russell at Ohio State. This guy, I watched him play, actually. When he came to Rutgers, he played Rutgers. He scored a triple-double. He also blocked a shot on defense so hard, the ball went flying across the court. So I was like, whoa, this guy's good. So the Knicks, that is someone the Knicks need, is somebody that gets to the rim offensively and defensively. And at 5, the Orlando Magic, I have them taking Stanley Johnson out of Arizona. Casey, do you have a little mock draft? I know Eric
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't have too much follow-up with it, but I do have, you know, who I think's going top 5. So for number 1, I agree with you. I agree with probably everybody in the country that it's going to be Karl Anthony Towns going to the Timberwolves. Number 2, to the Lakers, I think they might take D'Angelo Russell. And just because it might be a better fit. And he's a quality player. 76ers, I have taken Okafor. And then for the Knicks, I've got them taking big man Kristaps Porzingis. He's been, you know, talked about, like, nonstop the last week. And we'll see what happens there. And then the Magic, I've got taking Emmanuel Mudiay. So that's my top 5 draft.
Yeah, I remember we talked about this last week when Eric was on. He had Chad Ford from ESPN had Frank Kaminsky going 13 to the Suns. I'm still in disbelief about that, but hey, we'll see what happens on Thursday. NBA 2015 NBA draft brought to you by State Farm. The draft begins. Number 1 overall pick will be named at 7:30 over on ESPN, and you can listen to it on ESPN Radio. 3 minutes left, so we're going to go to my last 2 cents. Vanderbilt is looking to win the College World Series tonight against Virginia at 8 Eastern ESPN. They beat them last year. They're trying to beat them again. You know that guy who composed for Titanic? Yeah, he's dead. His plane crashed, and he flew up to heaven yesterday. May he rest in peace. The Yankees lost to the Phillies. The Phillies, who had lost 12 straight on the road before last night. Pineda went 3 1/3 and gave up 11 hits and 8 earned runs. The Phillies? Okay. Casey, your last 2 cents.
All right. Yesterday, P. Diddy was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon against a UCLA intern, and the deadly weapon was a kettlebell weight. Basically, it was started from an altercation with UCLA assistant coach Sal Losey. You may remember him as the former Jets assistant coach who tripped a Dolphins player,
mm-hmm.
I think, in 2010. And Losey apparently was riding Diddy's son, redshirt junior defensive back, and giving him a hard time in practice. Diddy confronted Losey in the locker room, and some physical altercation took place. Diddy was taken into custody, and there's also a charge of terrorist threats against Diddy. I don't know much about that part, but supposedly there is a video. It hasn't been released yet, but you know, it'd be interesting to see that. Second story, quick, is Dellavedova's life story is to be the inspiration for a potential feature film or TV series. Now, you got to be kidding me. That's crazy. And this guy is. So, and then one more thing is that Andre Iguodala, NBA Finals MVP, was on Jimmy Kimmel last night, I believe, and Kimmel asked him about who was the most turned up at their celebration in Vegas, and so he gave the rankings. The bronze medal went to Mo Spates. Silver medal went to Klay Thompson, and the gold medal, as we all know if we saw any of the clips from the parade, went to Draymond Green.
All right, so that is our last 2 cents. Wednesday and Thursday, you can listen to KC along with Andrew R. Powell. He will be my spot here on SCU with Wally. I want to thank KC for being on. I want to thank you all for listening. I'll be back on Friday, but you can listen to Casey tomorrow.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.